Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Yerushalmi in Megillah tells us two klolim. One is that a mafsikim ben Purim lepora. Parshas Parah is always on the Shabbos immediately after Purim. And likewise, a mafsikim ben Parah lechodesh. So obviously, since Forum Akhtarishim, there's an intrinsic, innate connection between Parshas Parah, which you read this week, called Shabbos after Yom Tov is the Yom Tov, and the Aliyah of all the mitzvahs, the Matan Tovim of Purim, and Parshas Parah infuses meaning into Parshas HaChodesh, which is the Chatzos of Pesach, of Chodesh Aviv, and all the Inyonim of a beginning of Chodesh Lechem. All of this starts with Purim, Parah, and Chodesh. They're inextricably linked. When the Emes Asher Al came, this Shabbos is the very Derhoibin Shabbos. You can be poil gevaldig things in davening. I saw that the shu of the Jikava brings that kisiso, which is 731, plus pora, which is 285, is gimatria Shabbos shuva in Makil. In other words, the Shabbos of tshuva, zarakteleicha mayim tohirim, taros and shol yisrael, as Chazal say. And this inyan of change, of growth, of transformation, is connected to Purim. We read from the Novi Yecheskel. He said, the pasuk says, Rachatzu Hizaku, which is Gimatria Paradume Imakayu. Hasiru Roya Ma'alechem, Ma'alechem is Gimatria Amolik. When can you come to the... What? Okay. Which is, how do you come to the Rachatzu? How do you come to the Tara of the Meipora? Dafka when Asir Royam Aleichem, when you get rid of Amalek. And through that, you're Zeicha to Vizarakti Aleichem, this week of Torah, Vizarakti Aleichem, Mayim Tahirim. And it says in Sforim Akhtarishim, that Vitahartem is Gimachio Lel Shiburim, which Lahoyer is also Gimachio Esther Makur. Purim brings you, prepares you to get the Tara of Parshas Parah, which leads us into to Lel Shimur. And just before I even begin to share, just Lahoyer, for those who love Gematrius, that Parah, you see the connection between Parshas Parah and Purim. Parah Aduma is Gematria Purim, which is Gematria Levesume Adlo Yoda, says the Mashgiach. And Asher Al Kein, Por Aduma, as written in the Torah, Chosrovov, is Gimachi Amolek and Homon. So the idea of the Bechia of Amolek, of Homon, is the preparation for Por Aduma. There's many other Gimachis, but ain't coming to me. Okay, what's Pshat? So I want to say just a vort, repeat here a vort that I said over on Purim, by me and Shul, which is not a hair of a... of anything original. I'm going to say about Vort. I was in New York last week. I picked up a new sefer from Rabbi Yisrael Dov Schlesinger from Monsi. I'm actually a valdige sefer, a valdige maimer for Purim, which I was cocking in a whole Purim. I thought it was unbelievable. I'll just be kitzur nimrit, tell you the Vort, because we're not a pre-Purim shir. It'll help us understand a bit. Okay, the Ramah brings the Shulchan Aruch that the minig Yisrael v'chinochem, says Ramah, on Purim you're supposed to wear big dishabs. The Gemara says in Megillah that Yom Tov Lekilulai. If it's not a Yom Tov, it's Yimei Chol, so why do you have to wear big Zishabs? And on top of that, as the minig is to wear costumes, you know, like masks, etc., etc., on Purim. And then the Rambam says there are those who are noyig, the whole income, the whole aracha, that even on Purim you're allowed to wear big dignoshim, la'anoshim, v'chul. And there are those who say that mitzat simchas Purim, you're allowed to wear even begodim, garments which are kalayim d'rabonon. That's where the Rambam paskin, the whole shakotarian paskin, which ain't come equipped. So it's a funny thing. The whole Purim shteltzuch, right? You have to wear big d'shabbos, which you wear every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, and then on top of that, you masquerade. So who's in the big d'shabbos? Big d'shabbos is... Shabbos thing. And on top of that, you wear some funny costume. And says Rav Shlomo Schlesinger, the whole theme of Purim, you see, over and over, is connected to the idea of the God. You see that Achashverosh makes this huge banquet for 180 days, and then the 7 more days. And what does he wear? What is the Yikor Tiferes Gdula say? The big day Kohen Gadol upon whom it says, L'chove Elul Tiferes. Was worse. Dafka, where is big day Kohen? Then you see Haman comes up with his final solution. What does Mordechai do? He rents for Yikor Mordechai as Begod. Esther is appalled. He's walking around up in a shmatis. He's wearing a sack. So she sends him a suit, a kapata, a bekesh, whatever you want. Right? And he doesn't want to wear it. I got the whole shakmatari here, which I don't know, between Esther Amalka and Mordechai. Then it says, eventually, Balailahu, and Haman is Bechotzer, and he says, Mar, Kachas, Alavush, Vesasus, and you put on the garments of Malchus, oh, and then Haman, Zerish, and the Hav, oh, he's finished. In Mizera, Yehudim, is, you're finished, you're a gardener. And then at the end, Hitaka comes out with the Begodim, Marush Malchus, and as we say in the Pisma, in Sheshanas Yankiv, Tzolov, Esameicha, Beroysim Yachat, when he's wearing, was Tutzikdo. The Santa Zach, who were the only people who were able to wear Big Day Kuhun, who were the only person allowed to wear, Mutta to wear Kalayim? A Koyin Hedyev is a Machwik, new. A Koyin Gadol, Chuli Alma, wears Kalayim. In Shulchan Aruch, it says it wasn't Shua Tavanus, right? But if there's one garment, you can't take off without the other garment, so it becomes Kalayim Drabon. So it could be, say, Svarim HaKadoshim, that that's Pshat, as a heter, and whatever, to wear Kalayim Drabon. It's a Zecher of... Shabin Rav used to say this every year. It's a Zecher to what? That Mordechai went... one of the begotten was Boots. What is Boots? Linen Mitzri. Linen from Egypt. And our Gomon is wool. So Mordechai was wearing Kalayim Derabama. And does Gufa, the fact that Mordechai is now wearing Begodim, which is Mutter the Kohen Gadol, the opposite of what Haman tried to schlep, Zerachar tries to be yoinik from Kedusha, that itself is the Shishanas Yankiv, it's all of Zamecha, when they see Mordechai wearing the Kalayim Derabonon, because he's hopping back from Zerachar, from Klippa, that which they tried to steal, to be yoinik from. Hello? What's this garment? Levushim seem to be central theme of Tzach Shveirish and Tzayamat. The Kitzur HaMait is a Moiridik Gemur. It's half of the fell. I mean, we really need another 5 hours to discuss this Gemur. Gemur HaVeid Dezorah, Dafir Aleph Amad Beis. I'll read this Losh. Once every 70 years, there was a pagan heathen custom in Rome, which is like Esav, Edoim, Amalek, Mamashol, right? All the Shratz Eklippis. Mevim Odom Sholim, they take a wholesome, healthy Goya, Mamashaya. Umarkiv and Oysel Odom Chigir, they put this stark Goy right, on the shoulders of a Chigir, a lame guy who's limping, a paralyzed Nebuch, whatever. The Goy is supposed to represent Esav HaRosh. The Chigir is Yankiv Avinu, Vutelei Al Yerech, after the encounter with the Malach Tzabach Mem, the Malach of Esav. Umalbishim oisei big day Odom Harishon, which they had in the Ginzei Roim, the garments of Odom Harishon. Right? And then umanichen le beroishoi karkafiloi shel Rabbi Shmuel. Remember the Gemara in Gittin, kam tzabar, kam tzatishvov, when Rabbi Shmuel came gold, Rabbi Shmuel and Elisha, when he died as one of the Asar Arugim Malchus, the Basa Kesar, he was a very handsome, beautiful person, they took off his skin, Nebuch, right? And they, what do you call it in English? They stuffed it. Whatever. They preserved it in a parsimony, right? And it's still kept, says Rashi, in the Ginzei Ruim. And this healthy, starke Gui, besides wearing the garments of Odom Harishon, they put on him the mask, the face, hastis, of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, with gold, etc., take out the things, and they would say, Sach Kire Plaster, that the prophecy that Yankov Avinu said in Vayechi, Bikish Yankov Legalus Aketz, is Sheker. Achva de Marona Zaifon, the brother of our master, Esav, is a Chazaifon, a liar, a Shaker, a cousin. Right? Because he was the one who stole the brachas from Esav. Right? The chame, chame, the loy chame, loy chame. Someone who sees this parade, this whatever, the celebration in Rome, sees it. If you didn't see it now, you'll never see it, because only once every 70 years. And then they would proclaim, what does the cheater, the rogue, the scoundrel, what does he gain from his whatever? And then they would be Messiah, Vailadein Kiyokum Dein. Woe to him, Esav, when Yankiv will once again arise, when the lame one will ultimately vanquish. This is a Gemara. When you learn the shtikel agadati, you have to make a bracha. Shenasal teiras ems. Vos geit mich on this Gemara that these heathens, these pagans, rishoyim, which are full of bloodshedded hands, that they had this crazy funny ceremony. And the pshat is the maral in Netzach Yisrael, a gansa perik dealing with this Gemara. And a kitzra masa. I can talk about it from different angles, but the kitzra says the maral. We know that all the Marishan in Gan Eden, initially Chazal say, his garments were kustnos oyer with an aleph. And then after he sinned, and now there's this great chasm, the schism between body and soul. So no longer, initially he was like nails, it was translucent. The body was translucent. Don't forget that the body, vis-a-vis the neshama, oiru basar tal b'sheni, there's like the levush of the neshama. Initially, prior to the chet, Adam Arishan was, Chazal say that the Malachi Ashoris, when Adam Arishan was Nivra, they made a mistake. Look at Malachi Ashoris here. We're not talking. And they said on Adam Arishan Kodesh. He was Azah, the Madrega of Kedusha of Adam Arishan was in the Shire. It's your Kabbash Lodesh Boruch. Both body and soul were incredibly lofty. You know, one was the same with the other. One was one reflected, the body reflected the luminosity, the radiance of the Nishon. Afterwards, it says, they realize they're an orum. So now what happens, the Eibishter makes for them kusnus oyer with an ayin. I'll say, Reb Meir, who's Meir in the Chaman Balocha, Meir is Rosh HaTevis, Ruach HaPeinu, Mashiach HaShem, he, in his Sefer Torah, said, Kustnus Ar, with an Aleph, as I've discussed many times. What happened to these big day Oyer? Just get a machlik as a Chazal. Whatever, either it went to Sheh, it went to Chom, according to one day, a Chom took it out of the Teva and he gave it to Nimrod. At the end of the day, it ended up in the hands of whom? Esav. And Esav wore these begodim, right? Gosh. Then when Yankiv Avinu was going in to get the brachas from Yitzchak, so Rivka gives him the big day Esav, a chamudis, really chamudis, that a meiritik smell. Because since it belonged once upon a time to Adam Arishan, it had in it the Reyach of Gan Eden. Therefore it says, Re'ei, Reyach b'ni, k'reyach asod. Hello? Not only were they scented from Gan Eden, you know, I can't be sure what it is, what it means, right? Well, it says, V'ishtek n'pasuk, Re'ei, Reyach b'ni. You smell with your eyes or you smell with your nose? Which is the Re'ei with the k'reyach of Re'iyah. And Reyach b'ni said that Teres Chaim. The pshat is it was lichtig. It was a lichtig. It's a kustnus or when Yankov Avinu. The Zohar says it's a meridik word. Re'ei Reyach b'ni k'reyach asod. Yisrael Avinu is nispal from Esav never would forget. Chazal say that the mile of kibud of aim of Esav was such that when he went to me Meshamish Aviv, he put on his finest garments. So Esav Keseder every day wore the big dechamudas of Adam Arishan when he went into his father. But you know what says in Zohar HaKadosh HaMoridi? When Esav is wearing the garments, their big day oyer with an ayin, there was no Reyach Gan Eden, there was no oyer in it. It was oyer. When Yankiv Avinu put them on, Mitamol says the Zohar, there's a Gan Eden here. We feel like Gan Eden. We feel the lichtigkeit of the Kusnas or of Adam Harishon. Because that is the avoida of a Yid to transform from the Kusnas or with an ayin to Kusnas or with an alf. And these garments are, that's the Kusnas of Yosef. This goes on and on and on, being comically. These become the garments, the chovid, of ores that the Koyin Godel wore. If I was speaking last week, Parshas Tzava, the vayhi chen that was missing in Bereishis, doesn't say vayhi oyer, it's vayhi chen. Where did you get? Where did it return again? Hello, vayhi chen is gematria, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Yeah, no. Anyone out there? Anyone alive? Huh? 101. You're about clear. How many psukim were last week's parsha? 101, which is the Gmili of Moshe, the Shem and the Mishcha. I can do the whole shmiz in this, I think I once probably discussed in the past. The big day kuhuna of the Kohen Gadol was the chav, was lichtiger garments. It was kustnas armet and aleph. That's what the Kohen Gadol was able to tu'uf there for going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, Yom HaKippurim, like Adam HaRishon and Gan Eden, as it says in Oldest Four. When Esav wears it to garnish. That's what Achashverish wants to steal. Because the whole shmuz in itself ain't kam mekoyim. Sitra achra evil is never has simcha, never has true joy. Simcha comes from Kedusha. Simcha comes from the Eibush. Oy ze chedva has been mekoyim. Sitra achra, the sultan, the nachash tries to come in and seduce a person. Go to me, eat pizza, do this, do that, this taiva, yena taiva, and you'll have a ball. You'll live a life of Riley, a chalash, a tug. And what is the end? You eat from the Eitz Hadas. All the clothes in the world is a pecha, the etzef, the libonim. All the tzaras people have is listening to the Nochash HaKadmoni. By the way, who is the Gilgul of Nochash HaKadmoni? I think I said last week. I don't speak last week. 2 weeks. This is Haman. When the Chazal say Haman min atayr min ayin ha min oetz, they weren't just playing the game, same three letters. The Seid of Haman is a Gilgul of the Nochosh. Mordechai is a Gilgul of Yankiv, who's Shufar the Yankiv, main Shufar the Adam HaRishon. That is Adam HaRishon. And the Tachlis of Yankiv, of Mordechai, right, is to be Mesakin the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Right? And to therefore Asher Al came to Masakin the Kusmas Ur with an ayin to a lichtikai. And therefore when there is a gezeira against Chal Yisrael, so Mordechai, Chal Yisrael failed in the Sfas Emes says the whole avoid of Yidin in Zman HaGolus is to Masakin the Levusha. You fail, Vayikra Mordechai is begotten. And instead he puts on a sack, and sack is Gimatria 400. What do you know about 400? Oh, bingo. 400 is the Arba Meis Ishim of Esav HaRosh. So you're 100,000 billion gematrias that we spoke 100 times. Yeah? So Esther says, what's tutsuch though? I'll send you garments. No. Here you have to have a different tikkun. Vatilbash Esther. Don't say big di Malchus. She becomes Malchus. Is Shoros Aleha Ruach HaKoidish. And begins the avoida of being Mesak in the Levushim of a Yid. And ultimately, the Yehudim is the Eir of the Simcha, which is all one and the same. Right? That's why you wear, and I'm Purim, you wear big the Shabbos. Because Shabbos is back to Gan Eden. Shabbos, Noyam Shabbos is Me'en Elam Haba v'chulu. Right? Therefore, on Purim, you have a Suda, and Kidu in Sfarim HaKadoshim, when you eat the Suda on Purim, it's Mufchinas Mon, which is like Yom Kippurim. Where do you find the Sugi of Mon in Shas? Yuma, as with Al Yeshua writes, Barichus. Mon is Lechem Shemaloche Ashoris. It's something of the Neshama and the Guf. The Guf could be Mechel, even Mon. That's, by the way, what did the Romans have in mind here? They wanted to say, you know what? There's the big day Esav, Unzer Zeide, big day Ur, Chalash Tog. There's a goof which is separated from the Shama. Yankov is the lame one, the Raglai. I'm getting a whole shoe is not Enkamekoimoi, right? And therefore they took their Esav, their heathen, their starka goy, and they put him on the one limping, the paralyzed Jew. Jews are the world's greatest limpers. They limp through history. So lay al yerechud, right? And that's the godless of Eve. That's the Sarisa that used limp through history. By the way, Asher Alkan is Mavur. That's the reason why Purim, there's a big Indian, the avoid of dancing. You tiny Yankovino say Leia al Yerechoi. Ich will devise what kind of limper I am. And you can dance and you'd have a Suda and they eat and they drink. And that all becomes with Chinas Mon, that there's no hefresh between Guf and Nisham. That's why Purim is even higher than Yom Kippur. Okay. That's a Hakdom. What does this mean in our avodas Hashem? I'm not dealing with spirit. Oh, because the masquerade, the partsuf, is the external, right? So we're saying a yid has in him underneath his big Shabbos, and outside there's a different. I'll at the end. There's a different tzir. The tzir of the primius and the chetzonius is lav dafke the same. Which is the Indian of the Geirolos. It's brilliant, right? Both on Yom Kippur and Purim, you have a Geirol. What is a Geirol? On Yom Kippur, the Shnei Seirim, the girls? Yeah, hello, yeah. Last time I checked, it was after Yom Kippur, Parshat Shachar. Yeah. Hello? You know what the Pasuk says in Malachi? Hali ach esav liyankiv num Hashem v'oyev esav. On the Madrega where Yiv b'chitzoyni is no difference between esav and yankiv. V'oyev esav yankiv. You know what? Hali ach esav liyankiv is gimachir agayrolis. That's what it said. There's a Madrega of a Yid that come whatever may. The Melech speaks about it. The other side is, yeah. There's a world of that whatever you do, a Yid remains a Yid. That's not the Slonim Rebbe. You say the Avodah says Revach Matzol Yamid La Yehudim. There's a Madrega which is Melech from Scharva Oynu, which is Melech from Schus and Fager, and that you're able to tap into on Yom Kippur, and you're able to tap to on Purim. You with me? Grad interessant. Just Derech Agav, I said before that Shabbos Parshas Borah is a sugulik Shabbos for Tefillah. Because what do we do on Parshas Borah? You're talking about a paraduma. You understand the reason for paraduma? When you do something l'mayla mitam v'das, you ma'ir, you evoke midah k'neged midah, the Eibishter will send you bonu chayim mezoina. It's kum tir nish, the halas chus, halas nish chus. That's why. When do we read Parshas Chukas? Twice a year. Once mamish before Shabbos Avorchim Nissen, and once before Bein Hamitzor. You want Benissen Nigelo Benissen Asidim Ligoil. You want to get rid of Tishba Tishba Shabbi Noyled Mashiach Ben David. Read Parshas Chukas. L'mayla mitamvada. Surrender your mind, your understanding. You will work l'mayla mitamvada, and that is the tikkun. That's why Purim is okay. What should I tell you? By the Etadat is Vatoichal mi piryoy. Mi piryoy. Scramble the letters. What do you got? Purim. The Purim is the tikkun for the Etadat. Hello? Etadat is what? Das. Ich darf verstehen. Rabbi Doctor. Right? What is Purim all about? Ad the Loyod. The Tusker Magid and Mogen Avram. It's awesome. The Satmar Rebbe, the current Satmar Rebbe, I won't be able time to explain it. He says, Purim, Chayiv Inish, Besume, Bepurim. Besume means the word Besume. Every year on Purim, a Yid goes back to Gan Eden and gets the Reyach, Mardechai, Mardor, you get back the Chush of Gan Eden. Hello? Therefore, this Charm, whatever, the whole Torah, if I have time, I'll tell you what it is. Yeah? Purim is the tikkun from the chet eitz hadas, and the chet eregel, which is, as everyone learns the Gemara, understands, is hainuach. What's pshat? I'm going to try to explain it simply. It's not just that your kapota, your bekesher, your whatever, your suit gets an aliyah through avoid the purim. What's meant this? A person is be'etzem and a shom. When oiru boser tal bisheni, the goof is a levush. Yeah? In pnimius of a person, the neshama, the levushim of the nefesh of a person is called machshava dibur ma'aseh. Anyone who took course 101, basic Jewish thought, or tanya at the beginning, machshava dibur ma'aseh. When you speak about the goof, could be mafrid between. It's not just the goof as eating pizza pie. The goof, it could be seichel. A person has a mind, and a person's seichel could be mafrid between him and the Eibishter. Not everyone is a glutton, like a baltaiva, like a goof. There are a lot of people who are sichliistic, they're intellectual people, they're academic people, right? You with me, hello? And the mind, when a person serves the Rabbeinu Shalom, I've said this 1,000 times, key is Yisoid in Yiddishkeit, only because by emkumt uiz, versteht, right? That is the biggest mafrid between a person and the Eibishter. That is the shayrish of all. And that's the common denominator between Purim and Paradum. You don't got to be a genius to work this out, actually. Right? Weird deal. I said once, Pinchas Friedman speaks about this. What is the Yesoid of the Chet Eitz Hadas? And the Chet O'Egel, the Sefer says. Where did it come from? Adam HaRishon was such a lofty Madregan. How did he go from Igor Rumble to Bira Amikta so fast? Right? Oldem Harishin was Yitzchak Kapov Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. On him it says Vatachzareyu Ma'atm Elikim. He was Masig Mem Tes Shorim Sharibino. There's one level that he couldn't have, the 50th level. He's missing. He's on Sharon Memtes. The Sharon Nun he couldn't chop. That's above because the pasuk says Kila Yirani Adam. Comes the Nochash Hakadmoni, and what did he say to Adam Arishon? No, you eat from it. You'll eat from it. By the way, let me just point out how many gates are there in the 50 gates of Bina. We could argue. There's 49 that are accessible. The 50th that we don't, except Moshe at Har Nevoi, which is why Zayin Odor is month of Purim, Rebbe Kiva, Shua Ben Nun, perhaps. Oh, right. The 50th gate, I once said this, Barichas, is really comprised of 21 shor. Therefore, 49 accessible, 21, which is Gimakshi Ekya, which is future, which is whatever. How much is 49 and 21? 70. That's why there's Chamish, there's Shivim Panam Notir. Shivim Panam Notir, that 49, that whatever, and 21 are connected. I never said the original word in my life. Shalak of the Shiz. Says the Yarish Zvash from the Rebbe of Yonison, the Marishin was willing to be Moister Nefesh to be Masik the Sharhanun, knowing that Kilo Yerani had Bchor. Akirva Selikim, like Kahanim Gedolim in the second base of Migdash, they're willing to die, to spear the once in a lifetime experience of going into Kodesh Kodosh. Right? So the Nochash HaKadmoni seduces man, as a B'yoyim HaCholchami man, you'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, V'yisim Rifkechu Einechem, your eyes, how much is Ayin? Eye? 70, you have the 70, Panam Latera, Vayisim Kelikim, you'll reach this level, not Machtachzer Ma'at Melikim, Vayisim Kelikim. Therefore, how do we celebrate Purim? What, by the way, according to Chazal, one day, in Chazal and Gemara Brachos, what did he eat? What, they took Sachta, Chava took the cluster of grapes, she squeezed it, and she made wine. Had he waited for Shabbos, I said about this last the other way, had he waited till Shabbos, the Ishbet said, you would have eaten from the Eitz Hadas Toiv, V'ralo Yisrael, come, right? And that's why every Shabbos, which is Eidel Haba, we go back to Gan Eden, we start Shabbos with Kiddush Al HaYayin. What's the Gimachi of Yayin? Vayter 70. It's a tikkun on the Nifkehu Einechem. So what is the tikkun when man, that ufgeklert, when you become a Pesadenker, you become a doctor, right? The tikkun is, remember the Gemara, the famous Chazal, everyone kachsuch in all the forshim, that Moshe Kishab, all the Moshe Lamorim, Yisro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's saying a halacha from Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe HaGadol. No, my dear sweet friend, I'm talking a different Chazal, that's another Chazal, that's a different, I don't have Moshe's diaries, I don't know which day it was, but there's one time Chazal said that Moshe went up the Morim, and he saw the Ebershter saying a halacha from Rebbe Lezer, Ben Hurkin, Rebbe Lezer HaGadol, that Porah Ben Shtayim, and Egel is Ben Shom. The whole world belongs to you, and you're saying, Allah from Abbas Adam. He said, there will be a Talmud Chacham, Tana, who will be Peseach in this halacha Tchila. So Moshe, Azoy, the Abish is saying, Allah from Abbas 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 says the Gemara, it was Mekuyim, how? Because then Moshe had a son. What was he called? Shema Echad, Eliezer. What in the world? Right? Yeah, there's Eliezer, born to Moshe Rabbeinu. We got to do with, a thousand years before. We got to do with Rabbi Eliezer, who's a Tana, the Rebbe of Rebbe Kiva. Okay. Fine. Before he went to heaven. Okay. You know? What's the connection? What is Chalal saying here? Right. Okay. Before I even begin, I'll explain it later. But I sort of. It says the Rebbe says, "Moshe Tikavort." The pasuk says. By the way, the yayin. Remember yayin, wine? When are we going to drink taco wine? When will the wine be yayin hamisameach? Not the yayin who brings klola and yolola and death into the world. So when we say wine, shel chayim, right? When Mashiach will come, we'll have the yayin hamishumer ba'anova of misheishis mebreishis. And that's what Adam sinned in. That's what he brought death and yolola in the world. Hello? Yeah? When Mashiach will come, this wine will be yayin every New York kid with short trousers, 5 years old. Look, Yayin is Gimatria Sod. Then it'll be with Nigli Kvedavaya. The secrets of. Hello? Over at the moment, could you tap into the secrets of Elam Haba? Nay, how do I know? Because the Pasuk says. No. Anyone out there? Ayin Loy Rosso Likim Zulosecha Yasl Machakil. Says Dimre Emes. Wow. Dimre Emes says. I think the Rashi Tevis. Ayin loy rosa likim zula secha yase is Rashi Tevis. Swiss scramble. Eliezer. Let me explain. You remember Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayoyel Moshe Lasheves as a ish. It's a pasuk, not only a sefer, right? What's the Vayoyel Moshe? That Moshe made a shvuah to the Shver Yisroi, that the first son should go to Avodah Zorah, and the second son will be. Hello, are you with me? Come on, Yisroi was Moshe. Say this. Everyone says this. Yisroi was Moshe. Pshat is there's two ways to come to truth. In the Yisroi or Minachoshech. You could go through Zoroastrianism, Jainism, Confucianism, Buddhism, Alish Shvartzioren, and you could see the world, the Hedonistic world of Taivis Elam Haza, right? And you know what? It always ends in tears. Look at, you see a person, Fagra. I met a guy who was a gambler. Millions he had. Bagrobin, his money, his business, his wife, his kids won't speak to him. Every Taiva in the world always ends in tears. Temporarily, you're shikr, you're out of your mind, you're whatever. Sooner or later, you wake up and there's a hangover, and it's bugger. You're mechake, you sit there with patience, with faith, with amun and bitachin, you have a geschmack of life. I've said that 1,000 times. The famous word from the Rapture, the ziz, the lichtig, how beautiful, how sweet, how geschmack is the world, and how bitter and finster and dark and ugly is the world for people who run after it. How God will life. It's Baltic Minutes. Every week I see the carbonus from El Mazen. Right? So there's two ways. So Eliezer, Yisrael was a dinker. He went to University of Midian, I don't know, whatever. And he went through all a course in comparative religions. And he learned all theologies and philosophies and Alish Fartyon. And he came to Atiya. There's an Abishter in the world. And he was basically Nefesh with belief. But it came through Seichel. So Yisrael wanted his grandchildren, not be a chanyok to people who make or sit there and learn, and whatever. Let them, and he was sure they'll come to Yiddishkeit. Right? They'll come to truth. They're smart people, they have good genes, right? So the first one, Moshe Rabbeinu had no choice. Yeah. Gershim, ki amar ger ha-yisi be'ezri. The second one, that's right, Moshe, Elikei Ovi be'ezri. Right, the Elke Ovi following Derech Oves, not with Chakira, not with Seichel, Emunah Pshuta Tmimus. That's Pshat. The Zedin Sforim, Avram Shor speaks about this in Lech Avalivim and Purim. When Aaron he saw the people, their psyche, their whatever is Bera, he makes an Egel Chaza. He said, you know what? I'll show you the Umazeh, and you'll choose Kiddush. What does the Torah say? Uvacharta b'chayim. Famous Chazal. Choose life itself. Don't try to come to Chayim from the other side, from darkness. What does the pasuk say? Va'oretz ha'yis asoyu v'avoyu Chazal se elu maseyim shel rishoy. Then it says, Va'yir malakim hi'or elu maseyim shel tzadikim. Ve'ein yudeya be'ezu b'hem chofetz im b'maisim shel elu maseyim shel elu. Va'yar malakim esor ki toiv ha've'yimer that Abish the wants maseyim shel. Hello, you don't got to be up as a rocket scientist. But what in the world? I have a half a minute. Abish to once, but say, the Huadin says the Rambam says, you could come to kedusha, to light, to lichtigkeit, to truth by knocking off falsehood. Says the Abish to vachar to bachayim vayarlikim as a oir. Go to lichtigkeit now with the other side. The Matichia, the basis role says, even if Dubis as a cop mention, you have whatever, and you could handle it, your children won't. Sooner or later, there'll be Pagam and Zari when you do it the other way. Matichia Atta Vizarech. So now I understand deeper this word that Eliezer is Rashi Tevis, Ayin Le Rosu Le Kimzul Asecha Yase. You have a munno. That's Eliezer. That's the symbol of Eliezer, right? And that's you can't have that's Purim Adoloyoda, and that's Paraduma. Shlomo Melech, the wisest of men, says Amarti Echma. Why is it he rechagim and Amarti Echma? Thus came it Seichel. Thus and Fakir. What is the lesson of Paraduma? Hello. How did we get Paraduma in the schus of Rambam saying? Von Neuchi, offer wafer. Because there's nothing which is mafrid, the anuichi, the mechuzlashvah say all the time, the ego, the self, you know, that is the mafrid between the ki atama ma'at mikol am, says Rashi, like Avraham Avinu, who says, v'anuichi ofarev. Therefore, what do you do? The Navi says, v'zorakti aleichem ayem tohirim, v'zorakti is gimachi of anuichi ofarev. Right? The tikkun, the Purim is the tikkun against Amolek, Gimachi or Rom. Everyone knows the word from the Chamer Tov, from the Baran Verov. Where is the downfall of Haman? What's the Makkah B'Patish that gets him swinging from the gallows? Haman comes back with anger, and he sees what the Pasuk say, V'Haman Neufel Al Hamita. What's the Rosh Hashanah? V'Haman Neufel Al Hamita. Scramble. Come on, wake up. Anov. Says the Baran Verov, when a Yid has Anova, then Haman Mizer Amolek Ram, he falls, he collapses. That's what Odor is. Odor is Dalis and Rosh. Dal v'rosh, when you're ba'anova, then the Aleph, the Aluf Yishal Olam, dwells. By the way, Gevalt, because Friedman says somewhere, what are the days of the week that Purim fall out in? Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Rosh Tevis, Gaiva. Aleph, Gimel, Heva. The whole Indian of what of the Megillah is the Hep of Anova, Mordechai Yoshev, B'Shara Melech by Avraham Avinu, with Avraham Avinu it says V'hu Yoshev Pesach Oil, and Elchi knows he's only at the gate. He's B'Shara Melech. He's in the Pesach Oil. He hadn't entered yet. Then you're able that. That's what happens. I don't have to elaborate. Esther says, what's going on here? She sends a messenger, right? Ladas ma ze va'al ma ze. What's ma ze? What is ma? If I say the word ma, what does it mean to you? When you go to your shrink, your psychiatrist, you lay you on the couch, you play word games, association. What's the first thing when I say ma? Ma. Hello, Earth. Ma is bitul v'anachnu ma. What else is ma? It's the lowest possible gimatria of milui of the Shemavaya. Ma. Not Ab, not Tzag, not Ban, it's Ma. Ma is 45. Each one of the Shiftei Kol is attached to the Eibishter. How much is 45? Rabbi Sternberg, where are you? How much is 45 times 12? 540. With the Eibishter on top in Makoilo, 541, which is Gematria. Eibishter. No? Yisrael! How does a Yid become a Yid when you're bottle, when you have the Nachnu Ma, the Eibishter, right? Hello? Are you with me? Oh yeah, if I had the time, I'll forget it. I'm not even going to bother. The whole idea, you want a simple raya that Purim and Pora are connected? Do you see any similarities in the name? Por. What is Por? I must have said this 20,000 times. What? I knew that also, but what does it mean? You tell me Gimatria. The final letters of the alphabet, there's 22 letters, right? Final letters are Mansapach letters, which is a Tzimtzum, which is, yeah? Two edged. Por is Dinim, Par Dinim. So the Beisovka famously says, there's Nu, 56 times 5 Dinim, general Dinim, 56 times 5 is 280. You add one Aleph in the equation, you have 57. What is 57? Kel Havaya. Then instead of Por, you have Poro. You understand? Por, that Tikkun. Hello, you with me? Hello, yes? Mazeh is Gimatria. Rabbein Shalom, 45 and 12. 57. Right, the bittel. How you mevatel the dinim, the severity, the tzimtzum in the world, dafke through bittel, through anova. Which is, by the way, in your shul, you may have a custom. There are five psukim that you begin, everyone says out loud. Your shul also? My shul also. Holy Lord, we have it. Yeah? Aleph of Ish Yehudi. Vav O Mordechai Yotzo. Then the Lamed of La Yehudim Hoyso. And then what? U Mordechai. Yeah? Ki Mordechai. Yeah? What's the Gimatria? 57. The Rosh Tevis of the psukim you say out loud is 57. Interesting. Yisrael, I said before, is what? 541. 541 and Kel Havaya and 57. What do I got? 598. Good. What's 598? One more than Haman ben Amdoso. When Eden have Bittul and they're attached to the Eibishter, right? You overcome, you squash, you vanquish Haman. Right? In other words, the To summarize, the Nochash HaKadmoni, the spiritual Zayda of Amalek, of Esav, of Haman, what does he want? Serve the Eibishter, or Bersech. That's the beginning. When the Hayoim Omer Lei HaSekach means, Du Teira Mitzvahs Sech. Right? Remember Moshe Rabbeinu, a few weeks ago we read Parshas Eila HaMishpotim, Ve'ela HaMishpotim, says Rashi, Ve'ela Tashatotim Lavayim Kishulchan Aruch. Don't say, right, that I'll teach them two or three times, Gemara, Avyeitza, teach them Kishulchan Aruch, Milsa B'tayim, the halacha is with the reasons. Why would you have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Cholos Hadas of Yidden, who is Noyektiv Ayin, he gave us Pilpul Der Aysa, he wouldn't teach us the Taimei HaMitzvahs? Was Moshe out? Moshe was scared when people will know the Taimei HaMitzvahs, the only the mitzvahs, they understand it. So Seichel will be able to supremacy. So the Emet said in this forum, the Eibishter did a chesed by Yidden. Do you have to eat because you have a tam, or you have to eat a geshmak, or you have to eat because it's healthy, otherwise you'll die? You have to eat because you have to eat. Hadiyah geshmak, the wife burnt the food, you gotta eat. You need the vitamins, the minerals. So why did the Lama also Hashem kochot, to give a geshmak in food, to have a taiva? Because you know, if you didn't have a taiva, you didn't have a geshmak, people wouldn't eat. And they'll be deprived of vitamins and minerals. Asher alke. But don't think the geshmak is the ikar is the... A person learns Torah, keeps mitzvahs, because the Eibishter has a gezeirah. Chukas hakakti, gezeirah gezarati, ein luchos haracher. This is not chukas haporah, it's chukas haTorah. The whole Torah is that way. Nervos. The Eibishter said, but Yidden are not on the madrega of Moshe, such Kabbalah's old, such bittel, to do it just mitzvah. The Eibishter said, they need at this moment a tam. V'horai had to be koyf aleim harki gigas. But the Iker, Yidden has to aspire that the racious avoida is what? Blitam. By the way, Rabbi Elezer said, "Moshe, soon this ball. Wow, Pora Aduma has been the Pora is Ben Shtai, 2 years old. Does it bother you in your life? Does you really think about this? That it makes a difference if the Pora is 10 years old, bar mitzvahized? Well, who cares how old the Pora is? Hello, yeah. You know what? There's a famous problem. Everyone kasechin. What is the reason for Pora Aduma? On one hand, Rashi says it's chukas, a tayra chukas, kartik the ain't the Rashi, 2 seconds later, Teichu the Hebrew brings the Moshe Darshan. Tovia aim v'tinake tzotikaneach tzayaf b'no. So which one is it? Is there is a tam and parah du matinish? Hello. I'm here to confuse you, not vice versa. Hello, are you with me? The famous classic word from Rabbi Yitzchak Vurke, meuritik word. The emes is chukach kakti gzeir gazarti. Right. I'll get better yet. Could you say the real reason for Parah Aduma is Tovia Eim V'tinak Atzoyas B'no? Hello? Which is a halal, right? The Gemara, Tosfos brings in B'chayris, a Parah cannot give birth until it's 3 years old. So how in the world could the reason of Parah Aduma be Tovia Eim V'tinak Atzoyas B'no when it can't give birth? If you hold like a Chum, 3 years old is the age of Parah Aduma, Gvald. But according to the Blazer, it doesn't make sense. Nor what is another problem. The Gemara says the Mishnah Parah Ba'aleha Zohar. If the Parah lived with the Zohar, according to Rabbi Elazar is kosher, according to Chacham it's possible. So in Manavshach, it's not Shayach that it should be an aim. According to Chacham and Ba'aleha Zohar, it's possible. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's only 2 years old, they can't give birth. Except that Shilas Yavetz, according to Rabbi Elazar, from two and further. To that Metzias, but it's that you can't say that you cannot say according to either of these 2 days, right? I'm talking about based on the Tefis of Tzokim, that the reason of Parah Aduma is Tovia Eim V'tinak Atzoyas B'no. Hello? It can't be an aim, it doesn't have to be an aim according to Rabbi Elazar, it can't be an aim according to Chachamim. Hello, you with me? Because Chacham Bala Zohar is become a puzzle, according to Rabbi Elazar starts at 2, and 2 is too young to be a mother. Hello? So what Pshat Rashi says Tovia Eim V'tinak Atzoyas B'no? What was your chet to egel? Says the Chasam Sofer in Teres Moshe that what you want chet to egel is you want to understand. You have to whatever you have to your chagira, just like chet to tzedas. So you know what the tikkun of the chet to egel is. Emuna pshuta, emuna tmimus. Don't understand. That goof of the tikkun from. So it's not based on logic, and therefore I understand why Parah Aduma was given in Mora, Rashi. It's based on the piyut, right? You know why? Because just like the Hakdamah to Matan Torah is Nasa v'Nishma. Just like we say, Kol Zman Shebeinecha Yushtayim. You start with Tefillin Shel Yad and then you Tefillin Shel Rosh. Which is the tikkun of the Chet of the Marishin, where he ate from the Eitz Hadas Tevara, which is enough of Meruvah, of Sharosha of Muatim. The Hepech of the Eitz Achayim, where the Sheirish is, the Maisa is Mushush, and the enough of Muatim, that your Maisim are more than your Chochmah. Which is why Chazal call Adam Rishon a koitzitz benetius, because you're attached to Eitz Hadas, which has more arum chitonius than the sheroshim of a maisa, right? And okay, this understand. Based on this, I understand. I medrash plia says vayishma yisrei koyim midian mashmu shamu ba paradum shamu ba. Yisrei was a denker, and he realized. You know what? Says Nitzav Lev. I said this recently. Eat upon him. Yisrael realized that with all the deis in the world, you need shmiya, which is Kabbalah. Al titash Torah. It's a tovio aim. You know, there's Shema b'ni Musar avicha v'al titash Torah. Who taught you Torah when you were a kid? Your father or your mother? Your mother taught you a Tosfos, a Ktzos, a Brach Ber. What does your mother know about Yiddishkeit? What's this Torah simecha? If you went to Chedi, your father taught you Alabes. There's a Torah of Seichel, that's Torah of avicha. Musar Avicha. The Torah's Imnecha is your mamazai. She sang a lullaby to you. My Torah is the best of Chayra. She instilled Emunah and Tmimus and Bitoch and all the basic Midas and the basic Emunah. That's Torah's Imnecha. That's Tov Ho'aim V'tinak. There's Bino. Men, a Chochmah, women are Bino. There's a language, there's a wisdom of the heart that the mind doesn't understand. The Shar HaNun you don't get through Seichel. Shar HaNun you get through Anova, through Bittel, to surrendering your... That's what we mean, to go back to what I started. There's a Levush of Machshava Dibur HaMais. The Levush ultimately shouldn't be no more of a reflection of what Tutzich innovating inside of the Jew. If I had the time, which I don't, beautiful Vetla from the Satmar Rebbe, the present Satmar Rebbe, but the Yisoid, it's based on whatever, I said, on a whole word, from the mitzvah paraduma, we have a whole concept. So you saw it. I think Bekitzin Nimritz, this answers 1,000 different titles. Remember, there's a guy called Esav Arosha, right? And Yankov steals the brachas. And he says, Bo achicha b'mirma, b'mirma chazal say, b'chach masterosay. Says the Holy Chesem Sofer, b'mirma is gimatria b'pora. What in the world does paraduma got to do with what? With getting the brachas? He says this at 100 different places. With this, he answers 100 different midrashim. The kitzur. You remember I discussed many times here in the past. Paradumu, when you shecht it, you burn it. You shecht it whole, says the Gemara Nosra. So inside of it, whole, you don't take it apart. There's the giranosh. Giranosh is asur bano. The efer is minanik barim is asur bano. So how possibly could you sprinkle the efer of the paraduma to matire yid to be able to go to Beis Hamikdash to eat kachim? You're being nene from giranosha, and by kachim you don't say, I said this many times, there's angel after the Reza, you don't say bittel. Oh, you don't have to be a genius. Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Chet, Mitzvah Slava Hennessy. So Parah becomes a source of Mitzvah Slava Hennessy. How could Yankiv Avinu benefit from this world? Mitzvah Slava Hennessy, right? That's the answer. So Parah Aduma becomes the source, because mitzvah is not given. Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, lo oil al tzavareim. It's an oil to accept. The Eibishter said, that's the yisoid of Parah Aduma, that's the yisoid of Purim, that's the yisoid of Pesach, Chukas HaPesach. Whatever happens is the same. Eibishter, you eat matzahs and meroidim. And that's the chokhmah of Yankov Avinu. That's why it's the idea of tshuva. Satmar Rebbe asked, a person did Avodah Zorah. And now he's in Tshuva Mehava. How? You're having a no from your Aveirif, which is Osr Bano? Something I've asked in Divrei Yoel. The answer is, it's not that, is it? Vayishma Yisrei Mashmu Hashem Uba. Paraduma Hashem Uba. From Paraduma I learned that mitzvahs are not here to serve yourself. Mitzvahs are not here to give you a warm feeling inside, to make you a spiritual person. Mitzvahs are here, the famous story of the Emes, someone came to the Emes, and he asked him for a bracha, he's a yeshiva. So he told him, have great kavona when you say, hal on the Hashem. So Eric remained, on Hashem Yeshiyana, on Hashem Atzlichana. He's going to Golfin. He came back to him and said, with the kavona is when you say, on Hashem ki ani avdecho. that we in Eved Hashem, once you're in Eved Hashem, and the Eved is attack uns alt helfen. We said Manzapach, right? There's four letters, all the letters, the Lange Chof, the Lange, the Shloss Mem, the Lech Lecha, Tamta Mimenu, whatever, yeah, okay, whatever. Pei was what? The Gula of Dain Weiss, Beis Oscar. Pukka Bakadati, Moshe. What's the final Gula? Tzadik. Tzemach Tzomachti. Right? That's what in Pesach, this Beis Oscar, Miknafa Oretz, Mem, Chof, Nun Pei. We already heard it. Zvir Shemanu. Tzvi, what is the Yid lurking for? Latzadik. Tzvi Latzadik is Gimatria Purim. The Ebrez Helfen Taka, that from Purim to Baraduma, we should Taka, the Gemara says, Rebbe Notun Atiyah Bepurim. Rebbe Notun Atiyah Bepurim is Gimatria, Ki Hinani Mevi is Avdisak.
What's the topic?
Tuesday night?